All right, it is Greek Festival weekend once again. That time of year, St. Demetrius Greek Festival in Rocky River. On the line, we have our Greek, our official Greek Festival liaison, Eleni Paporis-Jenks. Eleni, good morning.
Good morning, Les. How are you?
Say that. You just became the official Greek Festival liaison. What do you think of that?
I don't know if I can handle that responsibility, but I do have a lot of blue and white in my closet, so I'll take it.
Okay, are you wearing your blue and white dress?
I sure am.
Are you really? Are you really sitting there in a blue and white dress?
Well, you know, first day of the festival, I definitely have my outfit.
Wow. Yeah, me too. Me too. Well, so listen, so tell us a little bit about the festival this year. What's new, what's coming back, and so on.
Well, our favorites are going to be back. We've got our wonderful drive-through. So even if it is a little rainy today, you can still come on down and get anything that you need through our drive-thru and never even have to leave your car. We do have a ton of indoor seating. We've got two different venues with all of our delicious favorites, including our Greek artichoke and chicken, which we are the only Greek festival to do that, and the usual favorites, gyro and souvlaki. Our kids will be dancing. Our one thing that is new this year is one of our former dancers is now going to be playing with the band 5 o'clock every evening, Thursday through Sunday. He is an amazing bouzouki player, and that is that instrument that looks like a guitar but is a lot more fun.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, rock and roll has the lead guitar. You guys have the lead bouzouki.
Exactly, exactly. So we're very proud that one of our own boys is going to be joining in the band this year.
And again, you mentioned, first of all, you mentioned the kids dancing. There's three different dance groups. You got the little kids, you got the middle-aged kids, and then you got the older kids dancing. And when is that going to be happening?
Well, it's going to be, basically, we've got shows at 5, 6, 7, and 8 o'clock Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Today, there's only three shows, so 5:30, 6 o'clock, and 8 o'clock. And we do have three groups. We've got that much interest, and it's so exciting to see kids from age 5 up until college students who want to even come back from college and keep dancing and performing for their church, but also for their heritage in general.
We are talking to Eleni Paporis-Jenks this morning. We are talking about the St. Demetrius Greek Festival, which is going on today through Sunday, St. Demetrius Church at Rocky River. Talk a little bit more about the general dancing at night, where basically anybody and their brother from the entire state of Ohio can come under one tent and just dance the night away. I mean, that's a big, huge thing. Talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, each night starting at 5 up until close, which is 10 o'clock on Thursday and Sunday and 11 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday, we have a band, Pete Pyrus and his band, that will play traditional Greek music from all eras, and that dance floor is open. So you can come and watch the kids do performances, and then if you're inspired by it, come on down and join the line and give it a shot yourself. There is a bar right there next to it in the tent, and it's right next to the gyro stand. So if you just want to grab something to eat and watch people, or if you want to grab a drink and join us, either way.
What is it about Greek food that keeps bringing people back year after year after year? Even your signs say it, Greek food. If you don't come hungry, forget it. Don't bother going. But what is so special about the Greek food?
Well, you know what? A lot of our food is homemade. It's our ladies, our little grandmothers and aunts and moms that are coming and making this food. And I think that tells it's their recipes. The recipes that we use are you know, ones that people brought from Greece. And, you know, this is how my grandmother made it on this island. And, you know, my mom made it on this mountain village. And so that's the food that we're using. And, of course, the Mediterranean diet, of course, is getting news everywhere for longevity. The people from the island of Ikaria, it's a blue zone where people live longer. So, and people know that. There's a reason for that.
Yeah, and that's something definitely to emphasize. Again, homemade by people who go to the church, not brought in from some nameless, faceless place. And, man, you guys start cooking this thing as early as, I think, 1985. You've been stocking this stuff.
Not quite.
but it's wonderful.
We actually sell out of a number of things. And so, yeah, it's probably good to get here early. We try and just, you know, make a little more each year. Some of our popular items do actually sell out. But we also try some new things. Our pastry booths, for example, we have all of the traditional pastries that we've always had. But this year you'll see something new. We've got a chocolate peanut butter baklava, which is a little Greek-American pastry.
There are many Greek festivals. There are many ethnic festivals. What is it about the St. Demetrius Greek Festival that really stands out and makes it as unique as it is every single year?
Well, I got to tell you, I love our courtyard, and everybody else loves our courtyard. You can certainly come into the dining hall. You can come in and do the shopping in the gym. But, you know, on a nice summer night, with the sparkling lights in our little courtyard in front of the church, you feel like you're in the town square of a little Greek village. There's a ton of, you know, we've got ample parking, so there's not that stress of, ooh, you know, what side street do I need to find? And we just try and do something fun every year. Our dancers, our older dancers this year, are going to be doing the theme of Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 in honor of the sequel movie that just came out this year. Those patrons that are sitting in our cultural hall will have a display on the stage that kind of ties into that. They're going to have a little vignette of a bride and groom in a little Greek village home. We've got some mannequins and set up the way a home would have been in those days. And so we just try to make it an all-around really positive experience.
Lenny, all kidding aside, you said something that really hit home a moment ago. You said that you will feel like you are in a Greek village. That is 100% true. Take it from me. I have been to the island of Samos. I have been to the Plateia, which is the little village square where, you know, there are restaurants and everybody just kind of gets together. And I'm telling you, you hit it right on the head. The courtyard that you guys set up every year, I mean, it is the next best thing to being in the Plateia, being in the village square. The only thing you don't have is the well, the waterfall that comes down from the mountain. But I'm telling you, you're probably working on that. I wouldn't be surprised. Give us the days and the hours one more time.
Okay, June 16th through 19th. That's this Thursday through Sunday. We open at 11 a.m. every day for lunch. And we close on at 10 p.m. on Thursday and Sunday, and 11 p.m. on Friday and Saturday.
All right, Eleni Poporis-Jenks, thank you so much for joining us once again.
We hope to see you down there. Opa!